Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Taylor Sargent and Brandon Harris, two gentlemen that work for Artisan Floors, who just acquired Elite Flooring. How are you guys doing today?
Kemp, doing pretty good. How about yourself? I'll tell you, it's kind of a crazy thing. I've listened to these podcasts enough. It kind of feels weird being on the other end of one.
Well, thanks for spending the time with me. First, let's start with the history of Artisan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, Kemp. You know, Artisan Floors, we are a multifamily replacement-focused company. Started in about 1985 with one location in little old Memphis, Tennessee. Over the years, we've maintained that focus on the multifamily replacement business. But in about 2010 or so, we entered growth mode, is what we like to call it. And from about 2010 until now, we've grown to encompass 17 different markets throughout the South Central, Southeast, and Upper Midwest of the United States. And again, maintaining that multifamily focus.
Yeah, I mean, you go all the way from Florida to Texas and then north of all that area. So 17 locations now, right?
17 indeed. You know, if you ask Taylor, it's good for the old Marriott points balance.
Yeah, indeed. Exactly. All right. What's the ownership structure? Is it family owned?
We are entirely family owned. Our owners are Barry and Sherry Griffith. They started the company. Barry actually started it out the back of his truck renting a carpet cleaning machine years and years ago. And obviously we've evolved since then, and they stay owners today and plan to stay owners on into the future.
How's business right now?
You know, Kemp, for the multifamily business, which has been our focus for, like Brandon said, about 40 years, we've seen a little bit of sluggishness in the market, but I'll say this, our market share has never been stronger. We've put a lot of focus there. And this acquisition positions us incredibly well to capitalize when the segment inevitably brings momentum back, hopefully in 2026. And with the expanded reach and combined strengths, we anticipate thriving as the market regains its stride.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Elite Flooring, which I think is based in Atlanta.
Yeah, Kemp, you know, Elite's based in Atlanta. They're founded back in 1996 by Joseph Nasser and Joe Ricardo. Great company. They've been great owners. They've developed a great team, great chemistry. I mean, to be quite honest, there's a lot we see in them that reminds us of ourselves. But whereas Artisan sort of been focused on the multifamily replacement, they've sort of had a three-prong attack on the market. They've done the multifamily replacement, multifamily new construction, and by far their strongest has been the single-family builder. They've really developed a unique approach in the marketplace to the single family builder, which has been very, very attractive to us.
Okay. So what was the strategy behind this acquisition?
You know, Kemp, growth's kind of been our goal since our first expansion from Memphis to Jackson, Mississippi back in 2010. From then, we grew exclusively through greenfielding our new locations. You know, we're talking ground up, starting at nothing, going to market the old fashioned way. And we did it so much that it felt like it was something we became known for. But the reality is the act of greenfielding wasn't really our goal or our passion. Growth was. And, you know, in this business, there are a lot of ways you can grow. You can add market segments. You can grow vertically. You can greenfield geographically. You can acquire to add volume, market segments, geography, so on and so forth. We've looked at other acquisition opportunities along the way, but one reason or another, we didn't pull the trigger. Greenfielding was just the method that made the most sense at each step of the journey. That is, you know, until we met and got to know the operation and the people at Elite, the reason for the acquisition is simple. It's an outstanding fit into our growth plans. You know, from each company's areas of expertise, their vision, processes, their footprints, and most importantly, their people. I think I can speak for Taylor and the rest of the leadership team on both sides from both companies that I say that we're very confident this is going to be something that's going to put our employees, our subcontractors, our customers really in a better situation than they've ever been.
All right. So you've got Artisan, which, by the way, I should clarify, this is not ADG, which has a similar type first name. This is Artisan Floors based in Memphis.
And second, it's a common mistake.
Yeah. And secondly, I need to say, you focus in one segment right now, which is, you know, a strong point, your multifamily replacement. So you go in, you offer a service that's next day turnkey. When a tenant moves out, you can go in and fix the floors and be out in a day or so. And that's your specialty. And you've got Elite, which has got a few other segments to it. So it brings a little bit more of a dimension to the company. What's the path forward now with this acquisition?
Well, Kemp, the path forward right now is to continue business as it has been, with Artisant operating as Artisant and Elite operating as Elite. The goal is to get everyone operating under the Artisant name at the right time. That's not going to happen immediately. Before we go that far, we simply have to spend more time going down the path that we started during due diligence. We have to continue to learn. Our goal is to take the best of best practices and create a roadmap for this new organization where it can ultimately be better than ever and put our employees, our customers, our installers, everyone in a better place tomorrow than they are today.
And the founders of Elite, do they plan on staying on long term?
They are not. The owners, Joe and Joseph, are not, but we're very, very excited that all of the rest of the leadership team is, top to bottom.
Okay. Well, this is big news, and I appreciate you spending time with us and tell us a bit more about it. Again, been talking to Taylor Sargent and Brandon Harris about this news of Artisant Floors based in Memphis buying Elite Flooring based in Atlanta, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.